Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, June 16th, 2020. The federal government's official Corona warning app will be presented and activated today. It's intended to better detect Corona infection chains and is supposed to ensure that the spread of the virus will not increase again strongly if the rules are relaxed for public life. According to the German press agency, the app is to be presented by Health Minister Jens Spahn, Interior Minister Horst Seehofer, representatives of T-Systems and SAP who were involved in the development, as well as the head of the Chancellery, Helga Braun. Owners of a suitable smartphone can voluntarily decide whether they want to install the warning app or not. It can be deactivated or uninstalled later, and its source code was made transparent on the internet several days ago. The app will be available for download in the Google and Apple stores. The app uses short-range Bluetooth technology to measure whether users have come closer than about 2 meters of each other for 15 minutes or more. Anonymous identification numbers are transmitted intermittently every 2.5 to 5 minutes, and the location of the encounter is not recorded. If a user tests positive for COVID-19 and shares this information in the app, other users are informed that they have been near an infected person in the past. The start of the app was originally planned for the end of April. At that time, the German government decided to commission SAP and T-Systems to implement it, rather than the project team. The Memorial for Homosexuals Persecuted Under National Socialism in Mitte has been damaged. The window in the memorial, through which a film can be viewed, was destroyed on Sunday morning. Berlin police explained that witnesses observed a cyclist take 2 glass bottles from a garbage can shortly before 8 a.m. and throw them against the memorial. The suspect fled, and a commissioner at the State Criminal Investigation Department is now conducting an investigation into damage to property. According to the foundation that is in charge of the monument, a recording from a surveillance camera is also being evaluated. Per the foundation, the violence against the monument is to be condemned, quote, in the strongest possible terms, as is, quote, any other form of homophobia. After a series of damages, the memorial has been monitored by a video camera for about half a year, the intention being to prevent further damage and to deter potential perpetrators from attacking. Most recently, the window in the memorial was vandalized with paint on September 9th of last year, and before that, on August 4th and 18th, as well as on June 9th and 30th. Berlin's economy is being hit harder by the corona crisis than other locations because the service sector, which has been paralyzed for weeks, is proportionately stronger in the Hauptstadt than in other urban areas. The Berlin investment bank IBB has now published its first regional calculation of the effects of the crisis. According to the IBB economists, the gross domestic product is expected to fall by between 5.8 billion and almost 12 billion euros in 2020, which would correspond to a decline of 5 to 10%. The hospitality industry, which in 2019 alone contributed 3.4 billion euros, could lose 1.2 billion euros in 2020, which is a drop of 35%. This would bring Berlin's gastronomy back to the level of 2012. Christian Andresen, president of the Berlin Hotel and Restaurant Association, commented, quote, in these difficult times, it's important to point out the contribution that the hospitality industry is making in the city. In 2019, the industry offered jobs to almost 109,000 people in Berlin. Tourism, and especially hospitality, is a decisive cornerstone of Berlin's economic growth. Politicians and the industry must do everything possible to return to these levels after the pandemic. The crisis in the catering industry is also leaving deep scars on the job market. Per the IBB report, in March alone, when the lockdown began, the turnover of the approximately 13,100 companies in the sector fell by 46.1%, compared to the same month last year. In the months from March to May, 64,267 employees had to be sent on short-time work, and every sixth Berlin short-time worker is from the hospitality industry. In addition, companies laid off 5,558 people in April and May, which is 16.8% of the total of 33,125 new unemployed in Berlin. More than 500 coach buses are expected in Berlin on Wednesday for a rally, as announced by the Berlin Traffic Information Center on Monday. According to this, the buses will travel on four different routes to the Brandenburg Gate. Both Pariser Platz and Platz der Republik will be the venues for the rallies. Therefore, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., there will be major traffic restrictions in the city and on the A111. The starting points are Rastplatzstolpe, or the A111, Sportsforum Berlin, the BER Airport, and the Olympic Stadium. Road users should especially avoid the area of the Großer Tiergarten, the government quarter, meaning Straße des 17. Juni, Großer Stern, Hofjäger Allee, and John Foster Dulles Allee until early evening, as extensive closures are to be expected. At the end of May, coach operators had already demonstrated in Berlin for more state support during the corona crisis. And lastly, thank you to Adam, Samantha, Steindor, and Eric for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.